This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A Russian power struggle reverses.
ЧВК Вагнер хотели расформировать.
Евгений Пригожин, head of the mercenary Wagner Group, fighting for Russia, ended his march toward Moscow. That march was a protest against Russia's top military leader. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
It did look like this highly controversial figure of Yevgeny Prigozhin, who essentially was the Kremlin's creation, a man who'd been doing a lot of dirty work for Vladimir Putin for very many years in many spheres of life. It turned out that he apparently was about to mount this huge physical challenge to Mr. Putin's rule, certainly by going against his military and by marching on Moscow. But it has been averted, it seems, at the last minute.
CBS's Pamela Falk at the United Nations on what may have prompted the about-face.
Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and whose opposition also rallied when they heard of the Wagner Group plans, held two meetings to negotiate a deal that includes security guarantees for the Wagner PMC fighters.
Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble says it will be hard for Russian President Vladimir Putin to recover from this dust-up.
This whole drama has been horrible for President Putin's image, as he no longer seems fully in power over his whole country.
In San Antonio, Texas, three police officers have been charged with murder after the fatal shooting of a woman who the police chief says was having a mental health crisis.
The shooting officer's actions were not consistent with SAPD's policy and training.
Melissa Perez was shot and killed when she refused to come out of her apartment and then swung a hammer at the officers. Today marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke about the impact during an abortion rights rally in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right now in our country, 23 million women of reproductive age live in a state with an extreme abortion ban in effect.
Hope Miller with Simply Pro-Life spoke in Chicago.
It is now estimated that over 60,000 babies have been saved from abortion in the past year directly because of the overturning of Roe. 60,000!
This is Pride Month, and in New York City, there was a celebration today.
Pride forces all demographics, and all demographics must be heard.
Being part of this today, seeing everyone, like, being festive, everybody's feeling the love, we're receiving the love, giving it back, it's amazing. Like, I'm so glad I get to be.
Similar celebrations held around the world. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hope your Saturday night is going well. Candace Griffin is in the house, and she has a brand new CD. We're going to hear a couple songs off of it. It's wonderful. I thought it only appropriate we do a double dip of Cat in a Hurricane to set the table. On Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
I can't sleep.
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music on my way back. That's brand new Cat and Hurricane there. There's a new single. You can download that on Bandcamp. Plus, you can stream it everywhere. I really like the song. It's really, really good. Good job, Cat and Hurricane. Yeah. You can see them play live on June 23rd. Oh, that was yesterday. They were... If you get in the time machine, you might get there on time. They played live on Queen Street last night.
Yes, they did.
I remember now. I saw photos on Facebook this morning, and it looked really fun. All right.
Well. Yeah, we will hear a little bit about it, I think. Because we have a guest in here with us that is going to tell us about it.
Yes, and that's why we did Cat and Hurricane.
Right.
Like I said, just set the table. Hey, let me take care of some business real quick and thank Ignite Glass and Gifts for being a sponsor of Max Inc. Radio. For glass, gifts, and vape, you can shop igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. And, of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, Terry. Then there's Sal's.
I'm hungry.
I would love a tomato pie right now.
Wouldn't that be good?
Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Mm-hmm, and we need beer. We're out of beer.
Yeah.
Please bring
you
us some beer.
You got the last one tonight.
Yeah, it's the peach.
I know. Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff still happening, Terry. What's coming up on the show?
Okay. Well, Ben Lacuda, we all know him as the drummer in The Cuz, Distant Cousins, used to be. He has another new project. Well, actually, a couple of them. But he has a new song with one of the new projects that he is going to reveal right here for the very first time. That's coming up after 7:30. Allie Krause has a book out. Yeah. I like the name of it, Against the Odds of Oblivion. She's in after 8:30. And then The Devil's Lair, Gaines and Wagner. And you won't want to miss this. What a duo. Yeah, they're going to light this place on fire, I think. Mm-hmm. Coming up right now, though, rocker. Who do we have?
Oh, Terry, alternative and folky. Candace Griffin's music comes straight from the heart. As a songwriter, she takes inspiration from the life around her and with honest words and acoustic-driven emotions. In 2013, Candace released her debut album, A Lesson in Keeping Quiet. 10 years and many releases later, Candace is releasing her new album, A Decade of Keeping Quiet, on July 1st. Here in the studio with us right now, Candace Griffin. Candace, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here. Okay, now, for our listeners, we always like to get acquainted.
Sure.
And let them know who you are if they are not familiar, because then this is a great time to get to know. Who is Candace Griffin? Because as Rocker always likes to say, nobody gets in here without a backstory.
Well, let's see. Well, I'm Candace. I'm 33. I'm a Sagittarius. So, like, long walks on the beach.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, no, I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm here in Madison, and like you so generously mentioned, I have a new album coming out, and it's basically a reimagining of the first album I put out 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So all these songs are like from 2010 to 2013 when Candace was 20 and upset at the world.
and we can relate.
I had my dear friends Cat and Hurricane come on and join me on these songs, and so they sound really cool, and we put it out on an album that's coming out July 1st.
Is it weird to go back and take that music and redo it for another time, basically, 10 years later?
I thought it would be. There's one or two of the songs that have stayed like in constant rotation over the years. And I thought it would be like really devastating to go back to some of these, but it's been a lot of fun. Cat and the Hurricane made it super fun. And then we recorded here in Madison at Warm Glow Studios. So Justin Harmon always makes sure we have a good time when we're recording. So it was actually really fun and really therapeutic to go back to these.
Yeah.
Dustin's great.
Yeah.
Yes, we love him.
I bet he's awesome to work with. You know, did you make any tweaks in the old songs, in the new songs, and kind of modify some things, polish it up a little bit?
Here and there, not so much lyrically. There's probably only like one or two lyrical changes just because the original lyrics were like so cringy, you know, but like, but really all Cat and Hurricane did was just add their passion to it and just juiced everything up and just, you know, just made it more. It wasn't just me and my acoustic guitar and my friend Dan in his basement with whatever he had at his disposal. Yeah. So, it's just more now.
Well, and Jimmy Kay kind of alluded to, you did have a show last night at Cat and the Hurricane also. How did that feel to get out there?
Yeah, so we were part of Live on Queen Street. That was the second year in a row for us, well, for the event in general, and it was amazing.
What's it like working with Cat and the Hurricane?
Really, for me, all it is they just allow me to be on stage, and I'm doing what I would be doing if I were in the audience, which is just dancing around and singing along. So they are just so generous with their space and their presence that they just want their friends to be a part of it all.
I find it really cool that, you know, two artists, you're not in Cat and the Hurricane or anything like that, but you all play together a lot and support each other, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Kat and I go way, way, way back, as far back as this album, actually. And we knew each other in high school. You know, when we became friends after the fact and started playing music together, we just have that bond. And then as Kat and the Hurricane has evolved, we've all just become a part of each other's musical experience. So it's a really cool thing.
It is. Do we get to hear some music, Jimmy Kay?
Yeah, we're going to hear some music here in a minute.
Okay, in a minute.
Ooh, well, now,
I can't wait.
I want to know. 10 years ago, you released the debut album, A Lesson in Keeping Quiet, and now you're releasing A Decade of Keeping Quiet. I want to know, well, first, like, what are you keeping quiet?
Absolutely.
There's some kind of cover-up going on?
Absolutely nothing.
Like that.
I'm keeping quiet about nothing these
days. And what have you learned? What lessons have you learned?
Well, the reason that I called the album A Lesson in Keeping Quiet, all those songs were written about circumstances where I was afraid to talk about, like, in my everyday life. Like, there are songs about depression and, you know, having, you know, ill feelings towards, you know, your friends or, like, you know, maybe family members. And then there's some that are just innocent as I have a big dumb crush on somebody. But things I was afraid to talk about, so I wrote songs about it instead, as one does. And now, since I've just been doing music pretty regularly for the 10 years, I'm not keeping quiet at all. It's all out there. Yeah. And this new title, I guess, is just to signify, hey, it's been a decade I've been doing this, and it's kind of a celebration.
Now, what's the lesson?
The lesson is to just be honest. Just be honest and tell your truth. That's really beautiful. All it is.
Yeah. Wow.
And Candace, you got the album release party coming up.
I do.
At the Communication Live venue here in Milwaukee.
In Madison.
No. Milwaukee Street.
Oh, on Milwaukee Madison. Street. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Communication. I didn't know the... Anyway, Madison, folks.
Yes.
Tell us about this release show.
Yeah, that is July 1st. That's the same day that the album comes out. And really excited to celebrate these songs live. Cat and the Hurricane will, of course, be there with me. My friends Prone to Sorrow, who are an indie folk duo from Janesville, they're old friends. They'll be there.
I like the name of that, too.
They're so great. Oh, my God, you need to check them out. They're wonderful. And then my friend Janie, who's in a group, Uncle Jim from here in Madison, will be there as well.
Oh, that's a good bill.
Do they have Bandcamp or music recorded?
Uncle Jim?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do.
They have pizza with free shrooms, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now.
Whoa.
Nobody probably remembers Uncle Jim's. I told you we're gonna get an award for best comedian. Right?
Well, yeah.
Love Uncle Jim's.
You've called it. You've called that out.
Candace, I'm a big fan of yours. I love your music. I remember a couple years ago you played in the Devil's Lair.
Yeah.
That was January of 2021, Jimmy. Yeah.
That means you got the podcast up on the page, right?
It's gonna be up there because that's one of the old ones that we've been harvesting. We've been harvesting all those old Devil's Lair and Candace included. And we'll be putting them up there onto the podcast page.
That's great.
Candace, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, here's that new music.
Yes, yes.
Brand new Candace Griffin. This song is called In the Morning. It's Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
To
That's Candace Griffin on Max Inc. Radio. Ben from Herd of Bison is here. They have brand new music we're going to share with you. Terry Bauer has bar notes, but first, more new music from a decade of keeping quiet is Candace Griffin and a lesson in keeping quiet on Max Inc. Radio.
Just fine. I just can't risk it anymore.
listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Now it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly look at the news and notes around the Wisconsin music scene. Brought to you by the Ethical Trade Company, goods for a better world. Located on Madison's east side, or find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. A few notes highlighting some of the happenings across the Wisconsin music scene. First note, and it's a really good one for the Green Bay area. The Levitt Amp Music Series kicks off this Sunday, June 25th at 4 p.m. It's happening in Lake Park on Dousman Street, which is just outside of downtown Green Bay. Now, here's why this is so good. The Levitt Amp Music Series is a national network with the goal of strengthening communities through music. The city received a $90,000 matching grant from the Levitt Foundation to create what is going to be a 10-week free concert series. So if you're in the area, stop by and check it out any Sunday afternoon through the end of summer. You'll find some great local and national musicians playing these special shows. And hey, we have got to say congratulations to Green Bay for earning this honor. That's terrific. On to note two, it's back. And this year, along with blankets, picnic baskets, and those plastic wine glasses, Concerts on the Square in Madison is celebrating its 40th season. This all kicks off Wednesday, June 28th at 7 p.m. as music lovers take over the Capitol Square around the King Street area to enjoy the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and this wonderful tradition. Part of the tradition? Guest artists, and we've learned the first show, is going to include musicians sharing a conga-inspired form of Bach. Bach, of course, is classical, so imagine conga-inspired Bach. Later in the season, the orchestra is planning a special collaboration with the Madison Ballet. Now, here's your reminder. Blankets cannot be put out to hold your spot until after 3 p.m. the day of the concert. Find more information at wcoconcerts.org. And final note, and once again, we are tooting our own horn just a bit here. Toot, toot. This show right here, Max Inc. Radio, our music show that plays across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network of radio stations, is now a finalist for a Madison Area Music Association Award. We are so honored and in the company of so many other terrific area finalists. If you'd like to see and vote on whoever may be in the entire list, including the artists, the music, and other categories, where, yes, we'd love for you to go vote for your favorites, go to themamas.org. That's where you'll find simple instructions to make sure your vote counts, and you can do it for free. We hope you'll consider voting for us, too. And thanks ahead if you do. And if you're able to support the Mamas organization, which works really hard to create the opportunity for any kids who want to play an instrument to be able to do so, we thank you for that as well. Again, go to themamas.org. There are your Bar Notes. We thank you so much for supporting the artists playing all the notes at live music bars and venues all across Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue, across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
I am Susan Massino, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Over the years, we have done our best to bring you the highest quality products our industry has to offer, and we are very excited to bring you a new location just east of the Capitol at 951 Williamson Street. Now with three locations, there's an Ignite Glass and Gifts near you, no matter which side of town you're on. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Let's torch some glass at Ignite.
Jimmy K here for thespaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This song is kind of relevant right now because there is some storms rolling in. It's brand new Herd of Bison on Max Inc. Radio.
Now, it's time to find the place for you.
I never wanted to be resentful, but you reach the point where it doesn't have a point and the lead runs out of the pencil. Best not to be in the same vicinity as the enemy is fired with the mental fire. I don't gotta hate up on anybody just so I can get ahead. It's lame and it's simple, insane but it's simple. Even with the good memories and the pain that we've been through. I claim my temple, so I separate to make a better change when it's meant to. Man, I won't let nobody hinder my potential. Never working towards a better means what I'm into. Working being efficient is so essential, yeah. To go, but you know that your birth is central, but I can't go with you, nah. Because now I'm on a different path, and I don't want to resent you, nah. But I won't dispute the math, that'll be my self-subtraction, gone. But I won't be cut in half, I won't. I remove every distraction so I can build up my craft. I can never become hateful, nah, because you reap the hate you cast. So I keep remaining faithful to the point that life's a blast. Furthermore, I'm truly grateful for the greatness of our past. I am. That day was faithful, crazy how things change as time has passed. No matter what happens, and I keep staying active. You can make a face, but I face the face of truth to stay proactive. I won't even entertain the idea we cannot be interactive. Every moment has its own purpose. Many actions are reactive. I don't overexert. I said I know when to go subtract. You make the tension worse, but you try to keep your feelings captive. Many feelings get hurt from capping. Wonder why some get so passive. I can be cold as CO2 because my compassion gets so massive. I believe it's crucial to always analyze it. Every facet, yeah. I don't play with life, face the music. If I don't feel it, I'm tacit. Take a new wisdom, then pass it. Any old issues, I'm passing. On God. My emotion, no need to mask it. With the drama in the casket. Putting my eggs in one basket, getting ready to hatch it. Hey. Basking tranquility, we got the ability to bury the hatchet. Yeah. We had to scratch it, dispatch it, track it in case you track it. I don't live in madness, this is tension, and move up the bracket.
Time for us to go and leave you alone now. We don't want to share your world.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, we are local music. Heard of Bison, brand new music from them that's called Storm Rolling In. And wow, I'll circle back to that in just a second.
Straight back to the 70s I just went, Jimmy.
Hold on one second. I just want to take care of some quick business here. I just want to tell everybody to go to civicmedia.us, grab the app. If you want to call us, you could call us right from the app. If you want to text us, you can also do that. Or you can just call 844-967-2789 if you got a question for one of our guests. Yeah. Love to have that.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can find all the details plus all the podcasts network-wide at civicmedia.us. Let's go back to that song now. That just blew me away.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah. Wow is right. Okay, Ben Lacuda. We all know Ben basically as, let's just say he's a stellar drummer. And we know him for his skills in the award-winning band The Cuz, which was Distant Cousins. Yes. Yeah, they've won tons of awards. We've seen them play. They're so much fun. But then he comes along and says, hey, Terry, check out my new project. What is this, Ben? What is going on?
This is the end result of whatever goes on in my head. Which can be a kind of a scary place to be sometimes. But Herd of Bison is a band that I started in 2017 when I was at McNally Smith College of Music. And now it's still together. It's a completely different lineup. Completely different lineup.
Tell us the lineup because obviously there was a female vocal in there that was part of the mind blowing there. Who's in the band? What do they do?
Yeah. So it's seven people.
Oh, jeez.
Seven people. Well,
we'll have to take a commercial break and we'll be right back. <the next hour. laughs>
So it's seven people. It's me. I play drum set. I also play in that song. All the keyboards that you heard were me as well.
Oh, jeez.
Then we have a bass player. His name is Nick Kierstead. We have a keyboard. We have another keyboard player who you're gonna hear on the next song.
Ooh.
His name is Paul Fascino. Then we have a guitar player named Francisco Moncayo. We have the female vocalist. His name is Delaney Glyman. The male vocalist is Gilliam Robles. And the rapper is Thomas Fischino.
Oh, I like that. Now,
none of these people, I don't recognize their names. Are they from Wisconsin?
None of them are from Wisconsin.
Is this a Zoom band?
No, this is actually all of these people I met at Berklee. At Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts.
So now are they spread out at all different locations after school?
Well, so actually all of them except for me and Thomas are still students. So they're even though they're spread out for the summer, they'll all be back in Boston for the fall.
And you said you're going back to Boston, too.
Yes, I am. Because, I mean, if I want to keep working with them, it makes sense that I should be where they are.
Did you fall in love with the East Coast?
That was a big pause.
I still like the Midwest better.
Lobster, agreed. Clam bakes.
You know, they're pretty good, but eventually I get to the point where I really just want like a steak.
Yeah.
You know, some large Midwest filling meal.
Grass fed.
A brat.
Exactly. Brat. Cheese curds.
Brat. It's hard to beat a brat and a beer.
Well, the good thing that brings you back here, too, is the Cuz is still together.
This is true.
Okay. And this you have true. A bunch of shows coming up now the rest of this summer.
Yes, we do. This actually, next weekend, we're playing 4 shows in 4 days. None of them are shorter than 3 hours.
You guys.
You're
crazy.
An animal.
Crazy. Yeah. No kidding.
So it's going to be a weekend.
Yeah. Let's get back to
the good thing you guys aren't addicted to cocaine because it would be just like, you know, out of hand.
I had a feeling you were. That's why I thought I'm going to keep this conversation going before Rocker jumps in and says something like that.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
No.
You know?
No.
Good job, Rocker.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Jimmy.
What do you want people to know about this new project and why you're doing this? And I mean, what do you want to happen with this?
Well, so, you know, Jimmy said that he was transported back to the 70s.
Oh, and totally.
That's probably a good thing.
Well, that was me who said that.
Well, that was you who said,
I could somebody, get out of the 80s.
Somebody said that. But my goal, I guess, it's admittedly, it's a very artistic thing to say, and it's also a very ambitious thing to say. But my goal is it seems to me that every generation of music listeners since the 60s has had people that are doing things purposely not the way everybody else is doing.
Uh-huh.
Like Frank Zappa?
Like Frank Zappa.
Like the Grateful Dead?
Like the Grateful Dead, like Rush, like Genesis, like Dream Theater, like Tool, like King Crimson, all those bands. And so I guess what I'm trying to do with this band is do that for this generation. I don't know if it's going to work, but I can certainly do my best.
Yes, and the music does hook you. I mean, once you start listening to it, you're like, okay, I got to hear this to the end now.
Good.
Because where is this going?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So you write all the music. Do you write the words and everything too?
So far anyway, I've been the writer of all the music.
Okay.
And all of the lyrics that have a melody to them.
Okay. But you don't sing.
No, I don't.
Okay.
That's very Neil Peart of you.
Ah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I learned from the best.
Well, you know what? You know what the drummers say? The drummer is the most important of the band.
Oh, they always say
that. Oh, thank you, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. You know, 100% of the drummers will say that for sure.
It's true.
So the new album, when is it coming out? Or is that right? A new album, new CD, right?
That's correct. We're working on a new album right now.
Okay.
I don't know when it's going to come out yet, but I do know.
You guys are a little busy.
Well, I do know that all seven of us are congregating here in Madison, and actually technically in Oregon.
Okay.
In August, and we're going to shoot a live music video.
Ooh.
For this new album. So we're going to set up in the Oregon High School PAC. We're going to choreograph the lights to the music.
Nice.
And we're going to get a video from many different camera angles.
I think you should invite us to we can be in the audience and just hang out.
Are the kids going to be there? The Oregon students?
I haven't invited them.
Oh.
But that's specifically because if I invite an audience in, I have to pay more money.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll sneak in on a side door or something like that.
Yeah. So,
how do we keep up with you as far as like Herd of Bison if we want to follow you? And I have to say, check out the website because the introductions of each member in this band is hilarious. It gives you the best idea of who these people are.
Really, you know, fun. It would have been so boring to be, you know, to just have like, oh, Francisco Moncayo. Well, he's from Monterey. It would be so boring to do that. So, you know.
Oh, it's
instead
fun.
He's the keeper of the band Mezcal.
Yes, he is.
Very nice.
Oh man. Okay, and what is the website?
The website is simply herdofbison.com.
Okay.
Herd, by the way, is H-E-R-D.
Yeah.
So it's the noun herd of bison, not the, oh yeah, I've heard of bison.
That's great.
You said that for my benefit, didn't you?
Well, I said that because people have made that joke to me endlessly. I say, oh, my band Herd of Bison, and they say, oh yeah, I've heard of bison.
Or if it had a question mark at the end, right?
Exactly.
Ah,
exactly.
Nice.
Awesome. Any live shows here in Madison for Herd of Bison?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm going to be working on getting some probably for next summer.
Ben? Okay. Oh, next summer, huh? Okay.
But, yeah, stay tuned.
Excellent. We invite you in the Devil's Lair, but I'm not sure we could fit seven people in.
Yeah, well, plus there has been discussion, but I guess we'll have to see how this works out. Well,
by then, Jimmy, we should have a bigger space.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that could be a good way to break it in,
too. That would be fun.
Mm.
So, that would be a lot of fun.
We got this new song here. It's called Surround It.
It's brand new.
It's brand new.
Brand
this is
new.
No one's ever heard this, right?
Heard
a bison? No one ever heard a bison of this?
Ah,
the only reason they might have heard it is if they were lucky enough to find it originally. So, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think I only have the copy. Except
hacked into a server somewhere.
Jimmy K does.
tell us about this song.
Yeah.
This song, so we wrote this song. Actually, this is a re-release of this song. Originally, it was released on our album Herd Mentality, which came out in...
I heard of that.
Jokes are too easy with that. but so this album came out in late November of 2021, and this song was written. All the songs on that album were written about situations that I saw come about because of COVID.
Oh wow!
So this one was like you guys probably remember, a week or two after lockdown hit, we started seeing all these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went to Berkeley, so I saw pictures of Boston. But we saw pictures of Madison. We saw pictures of L.A. and New York, where all of a sudden there was nobody outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was written about that. So really the extended title of the song is Surrounded by Emptiness.
Amazing. And weren't you on the Jimmy K show or something like that back in 2017 when the original album dropped?
Maybe.
I think it was on WSUM.
I can't remember.
So maybe I heard this song before.
Oh,
maybe. I can't remember.
Well, here's the new one.
Let's hear it again.
Yes.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you coming
in,
brother.
Oh, we love
you.
Ben. Yeah.
Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Herd of Bison. The song is called Surrounded. It's Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music.
Mm-hmm. surrounded by a lot of carbon dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie in sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't overanalyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Found
it. Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
They try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is an app and a map and a plan. It's crowded when everybody is shopping. It gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubt it. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me. The sound fair,
though I still feel so surrounded.
Drink no
entry.
Don't even try to think it's
plenty
of time to have a dumb or two.
Risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to
50.
Watch your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. Someone deniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope you're passing when y'all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Heard a bison that is surrounded. Thanks to Ben for coming in tonight. Love the new music. That's awesome. Hey, stick around. Allie Krause's coming in. Her new book, Against the Odds of Oblivion. Plus, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Gaines and Warrior. Plus, a double dip of Kyle Magna and the Monsoons, and an Atwood Fest preview. It's all coming up on Max Inc. Radio, why we do the American Dead Backseat Heartbeat.
We'll be right back.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington.